worship. I often wondered, as you might too, if going to church regularly would be redundant on the other side, where God's adoration and presence fill every breath we take, and our adoration of Him motivates our every move. It turns out there is nowhere you can stand on the other side in which a house of worship isn't in view, and no structures are more cherished or more constantly filled with eager, joyful throngs. Magnificent temples, churches, and synagogues share the countryside with modest chapels, simple altars of every religion, all of which coexist in peace and profound mutual respect. We here on earth could take a lesson. These houses of worship are also great learning centers, and the residents of home find joy in educating themselves on the hundreds of rituals, customs, and theologies besides their own that share the same common goal, feeling, expressing, and uniting in their reciprocal adoration of God. Methodists and Buddhists happily and knowledgeably pray side by side at Judaic services. Catholics and Muslims are utterly comfortable singing hymns of praise with the Shinto monks and the Baha'i. Joining to glorify God hand in hand is natural, necessary and nurturing, as essential to our survival as the beating of our hearts. By whatever name we call Him, we're all praying to the same God. Now that we have some idea of what the other side looks like, we can start filling in the magnificent landscape with the equally magnificent and varied population we're homesick for, from the moment we leave them until the moment we return.